Thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast for PR pros and marketers who work for themselves. I am Michelle Kane, and my company is Voice Matters, and I'm here as always with my fantastic co-host, Karen Swim. She is the head honcho at Solo PR Pro, which is the wonderful working for themselves tribe that brings us all together. It's the savviest smarties you'll ever find. How are you doing, Karen?
I am doing, you know what? I'm very good. Actually, I might be better than good considering this year. I think I'm great. I honestly think I'm great.
Good, good. Because, you know, today we're going to talk about, we were chatting offline and how we're just kind of dealing with this year. And we decided, you know what? 2020, we're over you. You know, you've done your worst and you continue to do your worst. And you know what? We're adapting. We're adapting with work-life balance. You know, we've all been in this slog of dealing with the pandemic for, my goodness, 8 months now, 8+ months. And while we definitely do not want to discount the dire circumstances so much of our country is in, you know, it's okay to sit with yourself and realize, even if you're physically healthy, even if your immediate loved ones are okay, none of us are okay. None of us are okay. I was talking with a colleague yesterday about, you know, they're saying like, yeah, I'm not wanting to really get depressed, but this was canceled, that was canceled. You know, this is my day to day. And I'm like, yeah, it takes, you don't even realize the toll it's taking on you. And, you know, even though, God forbid, you know, you're not experiencing the worst of this.
Yeah.
As with anything, it's your experience is valid. And, you know, we've kind of come to the point of just kind of being like, well, okay, 2020, fine. That's how it is. I'm still going to shine through this.
You know, I agree. And it's funny, I was sharing, and we were talking offline about this too, that it really took me to get to November. I mean, the year is almost over for me to really and truly really internalize and understand the abnormalcy of this entire year. Like, I think that I've digested it in pockets. Like, so I've sort of segmented, like, I understand that we're not in a normal state of social activity. And I understand that we, you know, are not working in our normal work locations. But I've taken those, you know, I've taken each segment and thought about it only as it pertains to that segment and not took a step back to realize nothing is normal and it's okay for me to stop beating myself up because, you know, I am somebody that loves, you know, not that I'm not spontaneous and creative, but I also like some sort of, you know, weird in that I can be spontaneous, but I like structure and I like organization and I have systems and workflows and I like to, you know, be able to look at things. I like data. And this year I have found that so much of that has just gone out of the window. And so I keep blaming myself, like, what's wrong with you? Get it together. You know, why are you not as organized? And, you know, you need to get your arms around this. So I kept trying to solve a symptom without realizing that the problem is so much bigger than I am that, you know, nothing's normal. Nothing is normal. It's okay. Quit beating up on yourself. Get over it and deal with it, you know, each day as it comes.
Yeah. You know, I'm the same way. I mean, certainly our jobs require creativity. But I also like my routines and, you know, my systems and yeah, I mean, because again, that either consciously or subconsciously, you know, our brains are still trying to, you know, find that normal. And it's been why I'm tired all the time. but you know, they're trying to find that reset or that, you know, that sense of balance. And because, you know, it knows, our brain knows, you know, hey, things aren't quite what they normally are. And it's not even though we've got the vaccines on the horizon, but it's still such uncharted territory that it's not even like, okay, by this time we can expect X. You know, we're getting there. But I think if we have anything to tell our listeners today, it's, you know, hey, don't beat yourself up. I know I do it if daily on the normal, let alone in a pandemic. You know, you know, we saw those memes going around social saying, like, you know, if you didn't take 6 courses or learn a new language or this, that, and the other, no, you're not a loser. You're a human being trying to make it through a very difficult time.
Yeah. You know, and I think you hit on, you know, the key is that the reason that, and we're all handling it in very different ways, but it's not just that one single thing is abnormal. It's the very foundations that we've relied on have completely been pulled from up under us. And so we're all in unknown territory trying to find something solid to hold on to. And, you know, again, you know, like, I'm definitely not depressed or, you know, suffering from, you know, malaise or, you know, really struggling to get from day to day. But I really was beating up on myself about the things that I feel like I should, you know, have control of. And I think it's that whole loss of control. Like, I can't control what's going on in the world around me. I can't control the stupid virus. Can't control any of those things. All I can control are my reactions to things. And guess what? That's really true in quote unquote normal times as well. So I think understanding that can get us to a place where we really and truly can begin to move forward again as it relates to our business. And, you know, one of the things that you and I were talking about is that once I really like internalized it, I started to see some of the activities a little bit different. I know that my clients they're having a hard time too. You know, they've been displaced from their normal workplaces and routines. And for them, you know, the office was a boundary. So they've got to leave their offices at some point during a workday. And that was sort of that physical and tangible thing to stop work. And while many of them would still work after hours, it wasn't all that they had. You know, sometimes it was broken up by family activities or things that were happening outside of the household. But when you take all those things away, people have defaulted to work all the time, which has created more work. And it can all feel overwhelming with the number of meetings and the things that are going on as everybody's, you know, trying to figure this out. But for solo practitioners, I think it's really important, especially now as we're getting ready to cross over into another year, that we now just take a step back and go back to one thing that we can hold on to, which is having a plan. And, you know, documenting some things for clients and really setting your own boundaries. Like for me, I don't care about all those emails that I see coming through after a certain hour of the day. I see them. I don't respond to them. I don't feel pressure to respond to them. I see all of the stuff because I sort of have my own, like, I know that I have to shut down at this point and I just do it, even though there's not that normal thing that would be the transition from the workday. So I've had to create new transitions. And so, and that changes, you know, at one point, some things were opening up again and some people were taking advantage of those things. I never did. So I've been living like March, 2020 all year. It's like Groundhog Day, like every day is the same.
No judgment. It's no, okay. And I think you're right. And that's another practice even to carry through whenever we get back to whatever normal was, you know, because as solos, you know, it's sometimes we lose that mindfulness of we are a business as well. I am closed right now, so I am not going to respond to an 8 p.m. email. And it comes back to that whole adage of, you know, you train people how to treat you.
Yes.
So setting those healthy boundaries is helpful. And, you know, I can remember a time when, you know, before I started my business, and I was incredibly stressed because there were a lot of things going on that I couldn't control in my, you know, then place of employment that was, you know, suffering economically. And I was looking back thinking like, wow, I used to go in and work on Saturdays, and why, you know, and I realized for me, it was distraction. And again, trying like, well, if I just do more, if I just work harder. So I'm here to tell you, don't do that to yourself, because it did not end well for me. And, you know, so going through this experience, while it's been a lot of deja vu as far as, oh my gosh, incredible global uncertainty. I also know like, well, I know there are a couple of roads that I personally cannot go down again and don't want to. So just take it from me. Don't do it to yourself. But, I think
the key message is we don't have to do more to deal with this. Right. It really is a matter of doing less, like, you know, focus from big to small, like, instead of making that to-do list, you know, five major things that you have to do in a day, make it two. Because you have to give yourself some allowance for, even in the best of circumstances, you really don't have the same bandwidth that you had in February of this year. You just, none of us do. If we could just admit that, no one is operating at the same level, you know. That's why there's so many articles being written about, you know, how to deal with a brain fog and, you know, how to deal with, you know, your self-care during this time, because we really are, like, even if you have not had COVID, we've all been victims of it in some way. So, yeah, I mean, do less. And, you know, make a list of things that you can equip yourself with. Like, one of the things that I learned this year, and I don't think it had anything to do with COVID at all, but it was a tip that I read about using your autoresponder for more than vacation messages. And I thought, I never thought of that. So one way that you can, you know, set a firm boundary is have your autoresponder turn on at a certain hour of the day. Just like, you know, voicemail messages, you call a business after hours and it says, I'm sorry, you've reached us after hours. We'll respond to your message during normal business hours, which are, you can send an autoresponder message saying, you know, hey, thanks for your email. I'm sorry, you've reached me after hours. I'll respond to your emails, you know, during our normal business times. You can just set that up and then have that go, you know, you can program that. And that's one way that you can set a boundary without you saying or doing anything different. And it sort of helps you.
I knew someone who, she would, in her out of office message, she would set it for, you know, I think it was like random times throughout the day or something. But the message was, hi, I check email at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. So that's when you can expect a reply from me. Now, in our line of work, that sometimes doesn't always work, because even when she said that, I said, oh, that's adorable. Do you have ad creative do it at the time? Or are you waiting to hear back from a reporter?
Yeah.
So cute with your little tip.
And you're right. Know. But I think the thing about setting boundaries is that when you're there, you know, most of the time you're going to be okay. But then if you need to cross those boundaries, you get to make that decision. Like, of course,
correct.
Or something that's going on or something that's really happening with a client, but it doesn't have to be your everyday. Right. You know, I block out chunks of time in my calendar, you know, every week to just focus. Because if I don't block out, you know, time where meetings are not getting scheduled, I will find myself where I was for many months of the pandemic, just running from one meeting to the next all day long. 5 hours later, I've been in, you know, meetings for five solid hours. I've been sitting on my butt for 5 hours. And now I'm fatter and too exhausted to actually do the work. This was a problem. So I started blocking out these chunks of time again where, you know, no meetings get booked. And then I have time to actually do work and I have time to move around. And, you know, we have to find coping strategies for where we are right now. But honestly, a lot of our coping strategies are things that we were doing before, but but maybe we are not being, we have to be more intentional about them during this pandemic.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, and how many times have you been trying to come up with an idea or a different angle on something? You know, you can't sit at your desk and just kind of, you know, grunt it out. Oftentimes it's when you're taking the dog out for a walk or even yourself out for a walk, you know, even if it's a quick around the block. I worked with a copywriter in my agency days, and we were in a cool old brownstone building, and her office was in the back, and she would just be able to pop out the back door, walk around the block, and, you know, she'd just randomly come in the front door from time to time, and I loved it. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, cause she was working on the copy in her head and, you know, trying to get some new ideas. And I mean, oftentimes, how many of us have had tooth brushing moments? You know, you're brushing your teeth and you're like, yes, that's all I'm going to think about. So, you know, let your mind wander.
I saw some tip the other day that 4 times a day, we should take 5 minutes where we don't think of anything. We don't, wow, even if we take a walk, we don't listen to anything, no music, no podcast, no nothing, just allow our brains that break. And it was a tip for really helping to resolve like this persistent brain fog that a lot of us have been dealing with this year. And I thought, yeah, that's a really good idea because it gives your brain that opportunity to really rest. So
I love that.
Basically for 20 minutes a day and 5 minutes spurts. So I thought that was a great tip. You know, I think some of the other things that we can do, remember for a period of time how, you know, there was this movement where we started suggesting having walking meetings rather than sit down meetings. I think that we could still do that. You know, if you are in a location where you, even if it's moving around inside, sometimes suggest to a client like, hey, do you mind if we have, you know, a walking meeting because I'm sitting a lot and I want to take, you know, an audio call rather than a video call where I can move around. I bet you anything that you will get a lot of agreement from people who are willing to do that too. So maybe you're both like walking around, you know, your respective workspaces, and the calls will be, you know, just like walking meetings, the calls will be more efficient. They'll be shorter, but you also won't be sitting. So, you know, that's another tip, you know, and if you can take it outside, you know, if it's not too windy or the weather allows it and it's not, you know, noisy and you could still have a quiet, peaceful walking meeting, actually take that meeting outside and walk and have a good old fashioned audio call rather than a video call that sort of forces you to either stand throughout it or sit down.
Right, right. Because I've even noticed with, you know, my extracurricular activities, hello, you know, if it's a Zoom, it's like, I really want to attend whatever this is, but oh my goodness, you know, just the thought of still feeling like I'm still at work, it's going to be a little counterproductive. So, you know, don't feel bad about making those choices for yourself.
Yeah.
Because again, just back to the whole bandwidth issue, we only have so much to go around and, you know, our brain is churning whether we realize it or not. So I love that whole, the concept of 4 or 5 minute brain breaks. That is amazing. I will try that.
Like we can, you know, we may not want to take a whole hour at a time. Some people don't, I do, right. But you may want to take a, you know, sometimes you got to ease yourself back into giving yourself permission to do nothing. 5 minutes is so doable for everybody. Yeah. So I thought that was a great tip too. Just 5 minutes of just turn it all off.
Yeah. We all have 5 minutes. And coming back to what you said too, I mean, us as solos, many of us started our businesses because we did want control over our days. And, you know, that may not be, you know, 8 to 5 at your desk because you get to create your work day. So remember that, you know, even in these times where, you know, might be uncertainty of, you know, keeping the clients that you need to get by or anything like that, you know, we get that too. But remember, it's your company. So you are in charge of you and what your day looks like for the most part.
Yeah. We not say that enough. And, you know, we have to remind ourselves of that too, because it's so easy to get caught up in that roller coaster where you're just, you hop on that ride and you're just going.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
you're in charge of when the ride stop starts, you know, it, because it is your company. And here's the thing that you have to remind yourself, your clients are not in charge of your company. They're in charge of their part of the engagement. Yes, they are hiring you to perform a service, but you run your business. Your business is your responsibility. And that means your employees. And if even if you're your only employee, you're in charge of that resource. Because if you go down, guess what happens to your business? And so, you know, just like traditional employers make, you know, employee wellness and they wouldn't allow their employees to be abused. They wouldn't tell their employees, you know, they wouldn't treat them like they worked in a sweatshop. Then you shouldn't do that to yourself. It's terrible.
And especially, I mean, you hit it. You know, given that we're in a pandemic, and if you are your only employee, it's more important now than ever before to take care of you. And you are in control of far more of your day than you probably realize, because I say that because I have to check myself so often of, what am I doing? Wait, did I get XYZ done? Yeah. No, am I hitting my numbers so far this month? Yeah. What are you doing? It's such a hard habit to break. I mean, and it's funny, yesterday, had an on-site commercial shoot and we wrapped up and I thought, oh, what do I do with myself? Well, I luxuriated in running a couple of personal errands.
And
that might sound dumb, but you know what? If I was an 8-to-5 workaday person, you know, working for someone else, I would have had to have waited until I got home and did all the paperwork. And so no, I was able to take care of some personal things and end my day. So,
yeah, and we're
use
allowed
the power.
And honestly, you know, I think that guess how much we can help our clients who may not be used to working in this way. Everybody's not used to working remotely. So you can be an example to your clients of how to have balance even in these crazy, crazy times. And, you know, encourage them to, you know, take time off and not work, you know, around the clock, because that's just, you know, who wants to do that? That's not healthy for anybody.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's not sustainable. You might be able to do it for far longer than you might realize, but in the end, it is not sustainable. So my yoga studio posted something the other day. It's like, if you don't schedule time to take a break, your body will schedule it for you.
That is so true. Been there, done that. Your body will tell this. You can be in denial for a long time, but yeah, eventually it's going to, you know, come out in some way. And we don't want that to happen to any of you.
No.
And, you know, one of the big things too, is that we all know that this is just, you know, just a weird time. Just be kind to yourself, but also realize that, you know, you haven't given up your control. Can y'all hear my phone? By the way, one of the normal things that has happened during this podcast is during this time is that this podcast has been hilarious every single week. We have so many challenges sometimes, like things do not work right. You know, sounds go when they're not supposed to.
Dogs bark, people talk.
Completely silent or something. I mean, so, but you know what?
All good.
We just with it. We roll with
That's
it
right.
and we've been able to stay consistent even during this time. So Michelle, thank you for me on track. And
likewise, my friend. Thank you.
Venture.
Yeah. And we should also wish, because this will hit the Monday of Thanksgiving week, we want to wish you all a wonderful, and however Thanksgiving is looking for you this year, just enjoy it for what it is. You know, it's one Thanksgiving. It's okay. And we'll still have carbohydrates. So it's all good.
Yeah. And you know what? Listen, maybe with a smaller celebration, or for some of you, no celebration at all, you will still be talking to your family members in 2021. How about
hey,
that?
There's an idea, right?
Right.
So, and we, of course, are so grateful for you. And we are grateful that you choose to tune in every week. And so if you, as always, if you're getting something out of this, please share it with your friends and colleagues. We so appreciate that too. And until next time, thanks for listening to That's Zola Life.